piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. Well, everybody has a pet peeve, something that just sets their teeth on edge, so to speak. Greg.
Yes, sir.
You've been going into restaurants and the green beans come. You
yes, John,
start to get hot around the collar. This
was taking place over a period of months when Dorothy and I would go out to eat. Practically every restaurant would serve as a vegetable to accompany a main dish, green beans.
Mm-hmm.
I love green beans.
I do too.
Okay. But these weren't cooked. I couldn't even say if they were barely cooked. I think maybe they waved a match over them or something to pretend to heat them up. They had absolutely no taste because they were virtually raw. You have to cook a bean in order to bring out the flavor.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm really not a fan of raw vegetables other than maybe carrots. I don't like to eat broccoli raw. I don't like to eat mushrooms raw. I don't like to eat cauliflower raw. But beans especially,
right?
I do not like raw at all.
Well, what about radishes?
Radishes are fine, too.
Okay.
If you can think of other things to ask me, that's fine as well.
But green beans,
green beans need to be cooked. I'm not saying they need to be cooked limp or anything like that.
No.
But they need to be blanched. And by that, I mean that you bring a pot of water to the boil. You put your beans in. You return the water to the boil, and then you cook them for 3 to 4 minutes. And this is even with very fresh beans that you have picked yourself from your own garden.
3 to 4 minutes.
Yeah, 3 to 4 minutes. Then you take a bean out, and then you taste it. It should be slightly crunchy, but it should have flavor, and it should be cooked. It should not snap when you bite into it.
No.
Then you drain it, put it into a big bowl of cold water to stop the cooking, and you drain it again, and then the bean is ready to be heated up with butter or stir-fried or served in a salad. There are all kinds of things you can do with green beans.
Sure.
But they need this preliminary cooking. Over 3 to 4 months, every place that Dorothy and I went, there would be a green bean side dish. There must have been some special shipment, but they need to be cooked. This whole business of crisp, tender vegetables, I think a lot of the people who are cooking in restaurants don't understand that these vegetables need to have some cooking before they serve them. They cannot be served virtually raw.
I wonder if this isn't a consequence of an overreaction to the notion that so many of our vegetables are cooked to death. Obviously, chefs have been hearing this. After all, my mother cooked everything to death, all vegetables.
Well, if you look at old cookbooks that tell you about green beans, they tell you to cook them for 30 minutes to an hour.
30 minutes to an hour, uh-huh. Way, way too much. I don't think the green bean can hold up. I find that they're often quite tough.
Fresh green beans can be tough if they're picked overripe. If they're on the plant for too long and they get really fat and you can see the seeds and all that, and those should not be cooked and served as a vegetable, certainly in a restaurant. You can do that at home if you want, and you'll have to cook it a lot longer.
Make good compost, I suppose.
Probably. The best use for that.
Mm.
I wish that the cooks in restaurants would understand something fundamental about beans, and that is they have flavor, but the flavor only comes out through cooking.
Yeah, but not tremendous amount of cooking. They're just not cooking it enough.
Now, if you want to take some raw beans with some oil in a pan and cook it that way without the blanching step,
uh-huh.
That's fine too. And then wonderful Asian dishes to take dark soy, which is a soy sauce that has molasses in it.
I see.
It's very thick. You cook that with the green beans and garlic in a skillet, and you just keep turning and turning and turning and turning for a few minutes. Eventually, the soy sauce coats the beans. The beans are nicely cooked, and they have this wonderful Asian taste with the garlic and the soy.
It's right there. You can taste one.
Taste one
taste
as
it.
You are cooking. And that is so important in any cooking, is that you taste as you go along.
So you know that it's not overcooked and it's not undercooked. Undercooking beans is not the best.
Once you've blanched your beans, for example, and you want to serve it as a salad, a really good way of serving beans is just put a little bit of pesto, basil pesto, on the beans, and just give it a quick toss. You can have that hot or cold. Sautéed onions and beans, wonderful together. Shallots. thinly sliced shallots that are sautéed with the beans. And then you can flavor it any way that you want. Miso is a good flavoring for beans.
Miso?
Yeah, miso paste.
Really?
Yeah, the light miso.
Hadn't thought of that
A really
at
excellent
all.
Flavoring for beans
yeah.
as well.
Huh.
I'm just keeping the beans their full length. I just take the stem off.
I think it's come into particular popularity, the green bean, because we no longer have to string them.
You snap the end off.
Yeah. Apparently, string beans have disappeared.
Well, the strings have gone.
We used to have to do that all the time.
Yes.
You would sit there with a whole basin full of them, snapping them and
stringing them.
Removing that little string that runs along the spine, as
right.
it were. That no longer exists, so don't bother with that.
Right.
I remember when I first encountered it, I searched forever looking through those beans to try to get a hold of the string, but it wasn't there. Mm-hmm. But that's good.
Mm-hmm.
What is not so good is to undercook them.
Right.
Bear that in mind.
Yes.
Also, of course, bearing in mind you're not going to overcook it and turn it into that sodden cabbage effect. Those are the kinds of things you can learn when you listen to
The Food Guys.
Da 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 da